Hello out there. Welcome to another episode of the Let's Talk Potential Education Show here on Realizing Your Potential Network every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Tanisha Langley, education enthusiast, thought leader, and founder of Enrichment Strategist Services, LLC, an education consulting business. Connect with me by Linktree Enrichment Strategist. I'm excited to partner with you, dedicated to the heart of our community, which is education. I'm the host, but you and the community mean the most. I would love for you to share your suggestions of what you would love to get more information related to K-12 education. So you can email us at letstalkk12education@gmail.com. As a former educator and classroom teacher from a traditional public school setting, my goal is to use this platform as an unbiased show to educate and provide information as it pertains to educating our future. That's what it's about. It's about us working as the village to make sure that these wonderful youth are ready. That's the goal of Let's Talk K-12 Education, to let others know that in the challenging educational landscape, there is light that pierces the darkness, and there are educators working in the trenches, stakeholders, and educational thought leaders like myself, partnering to close the gap of the school-to-prison pipeline with tenacity, grit, and grind while providing hope. Being a former middle school teacher and grandmother to 8 amazingly adorable school-aged grandbabies, I recognize the importance of creating and establishing a positive, productive, sturdy foundation at home while bridging the gap for home-to-school connection for this 2024-2025 school year. As a result, I started doing brain teasers to promote critical thinking skills, which provides information, tips, tools, and resources in an effort to promote educational equity for our radio listening families. Let's open the show in true educational style with how is your brain game to get your mindset shifts ready for back to school, homework, and school tasks with your children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, godchildren, and the whole entire K-12 crew. Here's our brain teaser today. Riddle me this. I'm a journey, a quest, a path to explore. Beyond the classroom, I'll take you to more. With choices to make and skills to acquire, I'll help you reach your goals, your heart's desire. What am I? College and career readiness, which is going to be the focus of our topic and discussion today. So I want to give you a little fun fact with our brain game activity today. A listener shared with me that they enjoyed the How Is Your Brain Game segment. I asked them if they had gotten any of them correct. They said yes, and I'm pleased to announce they said they were able to answer at least one of the brain teasers on the show. Yay! Let's Talk K-12 Educational Listener. Woohoo! And kudos to you for paying attention and using your critical thinking skills. With that fun fact, amazing listeners of Realizing Your Potential TV Network, the Let's Talk K-12 Education Show want to take a few minutes to send a heartfelt shout out and a huge thank you to each of you. Your passion for education, your curiosity, and your dedication to the future of our children inspire us every day. Whether you're tuning in as an educator, a parent, a student, a stakeholder, or someone who simply cares about the future of education, we're grateful to have you as part of this community. Thank you for your continued support, for listening, and for being a champion of learning. Let's keep the conversation going. So on today's show, Beyond the Classroom, College and Career Readiness, I wanted to provide some education and context regarding Beyond the Classroom for Success. Beyond the Classroom, College and Career Readiness, we welcome you today to talk about this topic. And we are so excited to explore the world of college and career readiness. Join us as we delve into the essential steps, resources, and strategies to help students navigate their educational journey and prepare for a successful future. From understanding different pathways to building strong academic foundations, we'll provide valuable insights and guidance for students, parents, and educators alike. So let's embark on this adventure together and unlock the doors to endless possibilities. According to AI University, WWW North Carolina Community Colleges, HTTPS Big Future College, and developingastudent.com, here are some myths about college and career readiness, along with the realities and clarifications regarding some of these myths. So, myth number one, college is the only path to success. Nope, in reality, while college can be a valuable pathway, there are many other successful career paths that don't require a four-year degree, such as trade schools, apprenticeships, and military. Myth number two, you need to know your dream career early on. Well, in actually reality, it's okay to explore different interests and try new things. Many people change their career paths multiple times throughout their lives. Myth number three, good grades are enough. Reality is, while good grades are important, extracurricular activities, community service, and leadership experiences can also be valuable in college admissions and career development. Myth number four, college is just simply too expensive. Well, the reality is there are many financial aid options available, including scholarships, grants, loans, and work study programs. I'll insert myself there in that particular myth because I am a non-traditionally trained college student, and I know that I was able to take full advantage of some of the resources that was available via scholarships, work first opportunities. So if you are a parent or youth or someone just entertaining getting into college for any reason, definitely call the community colleges or universities to see what options are available that would provide you with some financial support. I'm a prime example of those programs, and I'm very glad that I tapped into them and had them available for me to get finished with my college and career plans. Myth number five, college is just about academics. The reality is college is also about personal and professional development, building relationships, and gaining new experiences. Myth number six, a college degree guarantees a job. The reality actually is while a college degree can increase your job prospects, it doesn't guarantee employment. It's important to develop skills, network, and tailor your education to meet the needs of the job market. Myth number seven, you should choose a major based on what you're good at. And the reality is consider your interests and passions when choosing a major as you'll be more motivated and successful. And again, I'll insert myself there as being an educator, an educational enthusiast. I call myself that because even though I was an instructor, I taught curriculum, I was a classroom teacher, at the core of who I really am, I simply enjoy educating people. So although I'm no longer in the classroom as a full-time classroom teacher, I still do reading remediation as a reading interventionist. I do coaching and I do consulting. All of those fall under the umbrella of education. So keep those things in mind as you are trying to make a decision about what you're going to do, what you desire to do, and what you're going to take your hard-earned coin or resources to invest into going to college. Myth number eight. College is a one-size-fits-all experience. The reality for that actually is there are many different types of colleges, from large public universities to small private colleges. It's important to research different schools to find the best fit for your needs and goals. Myth number nine, you have to go straight to college after high school. The reality is there are many options for taking a gap year, joining the military, or entering the workforce before attending college. I insert myself there again. I just shared my lived experience that I was not your traditional college student. I did my life a little on the scenic route that I actually got married, you know, raised a family, was a caregiver, was in the working world for a little while, picked up some skill sets there. And then when my children got just a little bit older, I then entered college. So do not put your narrative, your story, your goals, your journey to anyone else's. You do what is best for you. So I just wanted to encourage you there that everybody's journey is different. Everybody's journey looks different. So as you're deciding whether you're a K-12 student on the traditional route to go straight from high school to college, or whether you're like me and you're recreating yourself at different spots in your life, that's when you can decide. Myth number 10, college readiness starts in college. The reality is college readiness actually begins in high school with course selection, extracurricular activities, and building essential skills like communication, problem solving, and critical thinking. Again, insert here. I saw a very startling, troubling article that related to the Gen Zers, college-educated Gen Zers going into professional organizations and struggling something fierce. Why? Because they are lacking, they have gaps in their communication and problem-solving and critical thinking. What I would recommend, and I highly recommend it, even though in some of your college courses, they're going to give you internships, placements, go the step further, if I can say to my K-12 community or my high schoolers that's getting ready to get in, go to college or fresh out of college, and go job shadow someone and look to see some of the soft skills that are necessary for the jobs that you're interested in. Because these particular, the Gen Zers from the article that I read are being terminated at high rates, high numbers, just because they have the degree doesn't necessarily mean that they have all of the soft skills necessary to be successful in their careers. So just wanted to insert that little piece. So as we continue with the Beyond the Classroom College and Career Readiness focus today, is I'm going to highlight a case study from AI University, and those have actually five sources. So a recent case study from the 2023 highlights the effectiveness of college and career readiness. Another term for it will be CCR. So if you ever hear CCR, it's basically referring to college and career readiness programs, emphasizing their impact on student preparedness and long-term success. For example, in California, the College Career Indicator provides disaggregated data that gives a more detailed picture of which student groups are genuinely prepared for college or career pathways. This level of detail helps schools tailor interventions and supports based on student needs. So again, I just shared with you an alarming article that I read that unfortunately Gen Zers are being college-educated Gen Zers are being terminated from these corporate entities or organizations because they have gaps in some of their soft skills like communication, critical thinking skills. So take advantage of some of these interventions and supports during the college and career readiness space that you're in. So in Louisiana, on the other hand, utilizes a strength of diploma index, which assesses not only graduation rates, but also the quality of high school pathways that align with post-secondary outcomes. This incentivizes schools to guide students towards completing robust academic and vocational pathways that lead to higher success in college and career settings. Georgia is one of the few states that incorporates post-secondary outcomes, such as the rates of students entering college without the need for remedial courses, into its accountability system. This focus ensures that college and career readiness programs are evaluated based on actual post-secondary performance, not just high school indicators. So I will insert myself in here again and give a lived experience. One day we're referring to the remedial classes. In full transparency, there were times when I first started my college journey, I had to start with taking remedial English and math classes because when I was in high school, I didn't take it very serious. Always been smart, very intelligent, but high school, I just wanted to go and make money and didn't really put my focus on my studies. And so this study ensures that they're looking at just what the student has taken, that's college prep classes, college classes, so that people can get a good indicator of whether that's a good fit of school for them. These case studies show how various approaches can improve college and career readiness outcomes, helping students transition more successfully into higher education or the workforce, in keeping with the theme and goal of providing a concierge K-12 educational service for the listening and viewing audience. In support of the college and career information, I'm going to provide some tips, resources, and tools for K-12 students and their families. I'll kick off and wrap this conversation around some stats from AI University regarding college and career readiness programs, which have proven to significantly enhance students' post-secondary success and workforce preparedness. Programs like Gear Up, GEAR Up, show that participants experience notable improvements in academic outcomes, such as higher GPAs, increased high school graduation rates, and better standardized test scores. Now, why is that important for the standardized test scores? It's important for such things as the ACT, the SAT, which my children took those and scared and they scored fair. So they're having this program, which is like a targeted instruction to say, here is something to help you improve in that area, to help you more competitive when you get ready to try to go and take these assessments, that gives you the opportunity to give you more of a variety and choices to prove from, the better that your scores are. So for instance, Gear Up students scored 12% higher in math and 10% higher in reading compared to their peers that were not in the Gear Up program. These programs also boost college enrollment, with participants being 9% more likely to enroll in college within 2 years of graduation. In addition to academic gains, career readiness programs are addressing critical skills that employers seek, such as problem solving, teamwork, and resilience. And again, that is very, very important, because as a lot of the baby boomers and companies and corporations and organizations have retired or getting ready to retire, we got these new level of employers, your Gen Zers, your Gen Xers, that are hopefully stepping into these positions. And I'll give you an example of a proposal that was put out from a particular large Fortune 500 type organization. And they put this request out for help because a lot of the baby boomers were retiring at the same time. And I guess they didn't feel as though the ones that were going to be, stepping into those positions were quite ready. So this program is great because it's helping these potential students going into the workforce with such things as problem solving, teamwork, and resilience. Many institutions are enhancing soft skills. You know, I've talked about that throughout this podcast, and technical competencies through partnerships with industry leaders and by offering paid internships. Ooh, that's nice. To provide students with real world experience. And I just kind of said that earlier in the show to as it pertains to maybe going to job shadow someone, to take a look at outside, in addition to having their credentials and the degree on the academic side, where are you in your personal development with soft skills, critical thinking skills, knowing how to work on teams? So these are really, really great with real world experiences to make you a very competitive person in the workforce or in the college setting. So this makes me excited. This comprehensive preparation leads to, stronger employment outcomes. So these programs particularly benefit underserved populations, students from low-income backgrounds, and students of color who participate in career readiness initiatives tend to close achievement gaps, outperforming national averages in areas like graduation rates and college rates. Investing in college and career readiness is essential for equipping students with the skills and opportunities they need to succeed in both higher education and the evolving job market. As a former public education teacher and now current education consultant, I would like to provide a few tips and resources and tools for middle and high school students and their families regarding beyond the classroom, college and career readiness in order for you all to make informed decisions about college and career pathways. So again, from the help of AI University and cited sources, tip number one, understanding college and career pathways, explore different pathways, discuss the various options available, such as traditional four-year colleges, community colleges, vocational schools, apprenticeships, and military service. Highlight the benefits of each of these pathways that can be very helpful as you are sitting down with your families to say, hey, is this a good fit for my child or my children? Number two, academic preparation, the importance of strong academics. So again, we talked a little bit about being competitive, not just with just taking the ACT and SAT, but making sure that your overall grades in the classroom, when a college is looking whether they're going to admit you into their program or not, they're going to look at a full snapshot of you. They're going to look at your ACT or SAT scores. They're also going to look at your transcripts for your grades. You know, what is your GPA? They're going to look at your extracurriculars. Some of them may be getting, be requesting references from your teachers. So please make sure that you are thinking beyond the classroom as you're preparing for college and career readiness. So keep that in mind. Families, make sure that you're discussing this with your potential children that's getting ready to get out into the college world or that's getting ready to get into the workforce. Tip number three, standardized testing, SAT and ACT. I talked about that earlier. Explain the importance of how these standardized tests, how they actually stack you up against another student prepared, you know, trying to get admissions into that particular college. Not to say that you won't get in if your SAT or ACT or SAT scores aren't as competitive as someone else, because you may have them, you may have an edge over them as pertains to your extracurriculars, your reference letters. So there's a lot to consider. There's other relevant tests such as the PSAT, ACT, Aspire, and subject-specific tests. So do your research, look it up. So number four, there's some extracurricular activities, benefits of involvement. So again, I talked about that earlier. You know, if you've been involved in clubs, sports, community service, these activities also weigh very heavily and benefit you as you're trying to get admitted into the college of your dream, or, you know, be accepted into a paid internship. Number five, college application process. A common application most of the time you have to do essays, letters of recommendation. Sometimes you may need to go and make sure that you have very good writing skills, or once you write your essay for this competitive process, have someone to look over it. Pull up some good examples online. So these are some things to help make you stand out as you are looking into those opportunities. Number six, I talked about my lived experience, financial aid and scholarship, understanding what a FAFSA is. That is FAFSA. So these are free applications at times. I know when my children were, when they got into high school, there were times the colleges actually gave you opportunities to apply for those without an application fee. Number seven, career exploration and planning. So you can do interest assessments. Those assessments help you identify potential career paths. I talked about job shadowing, internships, participate in job shadowing and internships to gain experience in different fields. So I know it makes no sense that you've been in college, and so you're like, well, how am I supposed to have experience if I've been in college? Well, one of the ways that you can do that is to do some job shadowing. You can actually put that down, experience, if you've done a good job, and get a reference letter. Number eight, college visits and admission. Visiting the colleges to see what they have to offer, see the culture, see the types of food, see what the admission requirements are. So just so many things to consider. Transitioning to college, time management and organization. So this is very important as you're transitioning into college, or as you're transitioning into the workforce, sometimes you have to take a look at those soft skill things that are necessary. So, in wrap up today of our topic of Beyond the Classroom, College and Career Readiness, we went over some tips, went over some best practices, and some strategies to consider to help make you competitive, so that you're able to get in these colleges, so you're able to be successful in the workforce. So I'm hoping that you all took some notes, that you wrote some things down, and that you go online and look for FAFSA, look at college and career readiness links to get more information. So I'm happy that you joined us today on Let's Talk K-12 Education. On Realizing Your Potential TV Network, we are grateful for your time, insights, and dedication to exploring what truly makes a difference in the lives of our students, educators, and communities. Your commitment to understanding and advancing K-12 education is what drives meaningful change. Together, we're shaping the future of education, one conversation and one episode at a time. I wishing you continued success and inspiration as you help unlock the potential in every learner and in every situation and every scenario. This is Tanisha Langley, your educational enthusiast, thought leader, and show host for Let's Talk K-12 Education on Realizing Your Potential Network. Where can you find us? So glad that you asked. You can find us here every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I'm hoping to see you back here, this same space, this same place, this same time on Realizing Your Potential Network next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Why? because on the Let's Talk K-12 Education Show, this is where we are empowered through education. All right, I look forward to seeing you next time. Have a great one.